For your mama and papa, I brought something more practical. 2 bottles of beer. Mama and Papa smiled and raised their glasses. Papa took a sip and wiped the foam from his upper lip. Then his face became more serious. Anna Marie, he said, Peter tells us that the Germans have issued orders closing many stores run by Jews.
Jews? Anna Marie repeated.
Is Mrs. Hirsch Jewish?
Is that why the button shop is closed?
Why have they done that? Peter leaned forward. It's their way of tormenting. For some reason, they want to torment Jewish people. It's happened in the other countries. They've taken their time here, have let us relax a little. But now it seems to be starting.
But why the button shop? What harm is a button shop? Mrs. Hirsch is such a nice lady. Even Samuel, he's a dope, but he would never harm anyone. How could he? He can't even see with his thick glasses.
Then Anna Marie thought of something else.
If they can't sell their buttons, how will they earn a living?
Friends will take care of them, Mama said gently. That's what friends do. Anna Marie nodded. Mama was right, of course. Friends and neighbors would go to the home of the Hirsch family, would take them fish and potatoes and bread and herbs for making tea. Maybe Peter would even take them a beer. They would be comfortable until their shop was allowed to open again. Then suddenly she sat upright, her eyes wide.
Mama, she said. Papa, the Rosens are Jewish, too.
Her parents nodded, their faces serious and drawn. I talked to Sophie Rosen this afternoon, after you told me about the button shop, Mama said. She knows what's happening, but she doesn't think that it will affect them. Anna Marie thought and understood. She relaxed. Mr. Rosen doesn't have a shop. He's a teacher. They can't close a whole school. She looked at Peter with a question in her eyes.
Can they?
I think the Rosens will be all right, he said. But you keep an eye on your friend Ellen and stay away from the soldiers. Your mother told me about what happened on Osterbrigade. Anna Marie shrugged. She had almost forgotten the incident.
There was nothing. They were only bored and looking for someone to talk to, I think.